The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. It was the noble Bassanio who asked the question in The Merchant of Venice. Tell me, where is fancy bread? Or in the heart, or in the head? Now, in Bassanio's case, the question was rhetorical, or if you prefer, an apostrophe, because he really didn't expect an answer. But, a little late perhaps, here is at least one answer. Fancy is bred in both the head and heart of a bright little girl. A lonely little girl called Dinah.
She talks to herself, David.
Who doesn't, if you're alone enough?
Out loud?
Sometimes, like to an imaginary playmate.
Well, this isn't exactly the same. The playmate talks back in a different voice.
You've got to be kidding.
I only wish I were.
Our mystery drama, The Child's Cat's Paw, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Ian Martin and stars Sarah Parker. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Contact, the 12-hour cold capsule. I'll be back shortly with Act One. Everyone suffers from claustrophobia, especially if the winter is severe enough to make moving about almost impossible. This is a story of one family cooped up by circumstance, by living conditions, and by the accident of an awful, severe winter. It's the story of a cat, of a little girl with too much imagination, and of how dangerous dreams can be if we determine to make them come true for anyone but ourselves.
The thing of it is, Sammy, it's no fun to be stuck way out in the country, especially when there's no school, on account of there isn't enough heat. It's awfully lonely.
Meow.
I'm glad you saw it, Sammy, but it doesn't help much.
Meow.
If you could only talk. But cats can't really. Can they? Or come to think of it, why not?
Meow.
Suppose you could talk real people talk. How would you sound?
How would you like me to sound?
I don't know. That doesn't sound much like a cat. But I really do need someone to talk to.
What about your mother?
Well, she's fine. Whenever she has time. When she isn't painting... or worrying. Or taking care of Daddy.
How about him?
Don't know. He's too busy writing and can't be disturbed.
There's always Uncle Willie.
Yes. Only he's sort of, you know, sad. Maybe it's because he's sick. I wish I could make him feel better.
How could you?
That's what I don't know. I've got to think about it.
So? What shall we talk about?
Well, I have this sort of idea.
Dinah?
Yes, Mother?
Did I hear you talking to someone?
No, Mommy. Well, just to Sammy.
Meow. It didn't sound like a cat to me. You're sure there's no one else in this room?
No, honest. Cross my heart.
It's lonely, isn't it?
It's all right. I just wish...
What, dear?
You want to play some dominoes?
Oh, honey, I can't. Look, why don't you go on downstairs and keep Uncle Willie company? He looks like he could use some, and maybe a game of checkers.
He just likes chess, and I can't remember all the moves. I can beat the tar out of him at Chinese checkers, though.
So come on, go wipe him off the map.
Okie doke. Let's track, Sammy.
Sammy? That's not much of a name for a cat.
It is for this one. She's my friend. She's my other self.
Your what?
Oh, you wouldn't understand, Mother. She's my familiar. Like I read about in a book.
What book?
About witches and fairies and goblins and everything. If you're a witch, you can have a familiar. That's like a real friend.
And that mangy little cat is your bosom buddy?
She's not mangy either.
And you aren't a witch. Oh, go on down. See your uncle and give him a few laughs. Oh, David, I thought it would be all right to come in. I didn't hear the typewriter going.
I'm up against a real block, Joan. You know, hazards of the profession, or whatever you call a writer. What goes?
Oh, no big deal. Just Dinah.
Well, what's she gotten herself into now?
Well, it isn't exactly what she's gotten herself into. More like what we have.
Meaning?
Darling, it's terribly simple. We wanted to flex some wings. You gave up teaching to write your novel, and I gave up a cushy job at the museum.
Check.
Not quite. We thought it all out. Brave new world. Hole up in the country cheap with Uncle Willie as our angel. Only we forgot one member of the family. Dinah.
Dinah?
Hmm?
Well, we both agreed that at least 1 year in country schools would be a happy change for us.
Sure, darling, except who knew winter was going to be this way? Who knew our love child was going to be so desperate she'd have to start inventing companionship of her own?
Hey, wait a minute. It can't be that bad.
Well, it's okay for you. You sit here in your ivory tower away from it all.
Wait a minute. That was the deal, Joan. A year off for me, for the both of us. Now, we did know it was going to be tough. I mean, living on next to nothing. That's why we're buried in the country.
Lord knows we can't afford to live anywhere else.
Yeah, or even here, if it wasn't for Uncle Willie. Mousy seemed to imagine that if he hadn't got sick, we couldn't have swung it.
Well, let's not bury ourselves in any martyr complexes, Dave. We were happy to have his financial help in exchange for... Well, what do we really offer him?
3 squares a day, a roof over his head, and Dinah.
Dinah. Yes, that's a rather special gift. I just worry about how much we're offering her.
Oh, Dinah can manage very well.
Oh, she's a complicated little mechanism. Darling, we did take her away from all her friends, and it's so remote out here, particularly with this awful winter and...
And what?
And, oh, I know it's childish and ridiculous of me, but why did you have to find her that darn cat?
What about a cat?
Sammy.
Huh?
Fanny, the cat, short for familiar.
Oh, that's her name?
Oh, that's what Dinah dubbed him. It, whatever the scrawny thing is. Kind of scary when you come right down to it.
What, the cat?
No, the cat is a cat, but the way Dinah feels about it.
How does she feel about it?
Well, you know what a familiar is. The alter ego of a witch.
What? You're suggesting that Dinah
is... Oh, don't be ridiculous, but she read about it somewhere. You know how much she reads and how suggestible she is. And I swear she's got this notion that the cat is... Well, I sort of said it already. Her other self.
Oh, come on, Joan. What on earth would give you the idea that...
She talks to herself, Dave.
Who doesn't if you're alone enough?
Out loud?
Well, sometimes, like to an imaginary playmate.
Well, this isn't exactly the same. The playmate talks back in another voice.
You're kidding.
I wish I were.
What kind of voice?
As if it were a cat's voice.
You mean that stray cat I found her?
Maybe.
Well, it's crazy. You know, we're all uptight. You know, got to get used to the new life.
Look, everything we decided was great for us. The problem is that child we made together. All together too long ago.
Oh, you make me feel like a hero.
I didn't mean to, except...
Well, I am one. I should be thinking of her future instead of mine.
Well, so could you spend just a little time with her?
Yes. Yeah, of course. Of course I'll spend time with her, but I don't know how to say it. Well, I have a deadline for this novel. I have gambled everything to take a year off to finish it. All right, I'll admit it. I'm not much use to you, Joan, anyone. I'm soaked in this, in what I'm doing. Oh, can't you handle the rest?
Of course I can, darling. I don't want you to worry anymore.
Yeah, but I do. Where's Dinah now?
Oh, I think she's with Uncle Willie.
Could I ask you a question, Uncle Willie?
What? Yes, of course. Why not, child?
Are you really all that sick?
Sick? Now, Dinah, what kind of question is that? I was sick.
What kind of sick?
Well, it had to do with my lungs and... Really, that's something I shouldn't talk with you about. Forget it. I'm fine now.
No more sniffles. Or like that?
No more sniffles. I really wasn't that sick at all.
Then why were you so sad all the time?
Sad? Yes, I guess I am sad. Oh, because... Well, I don't know.
I think it's because you're all alone.
Well, now, I'm not that alone. I have you and your mother and father and...
I guess that's it, Uncle Willie. You just don't have someone who's specially yours. Like I have Mommy and Daddy and then Fammy.
Fammy?
My very own cat.
Yes, I see. And you're right, Dinah. That is my problem. I don't have someone of my very own.
Why not?
Well, simply because there's nobody who wants me.
I think everyone has to have someone who wants him. It's just a matter of finding them.
And that's the difficult trick. I just haven't been able to.
Would you like me to find someone for you, Uncle Willie?
Don't I wish you could. Who'd want me?
Well, you never know. Daddy says there's always someone for everyone.
If you can find her.
If you can't, maybe I can. Me and Sammy, I mean.
What could you find me, child, in this godforsaken wilderness?
Oh, you might be surprised. Once me and Sammy put our heads together.
Darling, you must have been having a bad dream.
Meow.
Oh, now really, that cat in bed again. I think that's what's disturbing you. I'll take her away.
Meow. No, I need her. I need her so much, Mommy. She's like a sister. Another bit of me.
Oh, all right. Good night, darling.
Night, Mommy.
Oh, why do I dislike you? Poor, scrawny, hungry-looking kitten. Maybe it's because you're more of an outcast than all of us. Oh, what's the matter with me? What harm could you possibly bring anyone?
What harm indeed? A stray cat, left behind by some summering family who were hard-hearted enough to abandon it when they left. Picked up by the Hastings family out of the kindness of their hearts and welcomed by a lonely child as her closest friend and confidant. What harm could the cat, now called familiar, bring? I'll return shortly with Act Two. Everyone has fantasies, daydreams. We even, like Walter Mitty, act them out sometimes. It's an inexpensive, harmless enough pastime, and may even be very good mental therapy. Except if we start to believe our fantasies. Then, sometimes, they can lead us into trouble. Like the trouble Dinah caused, with nothing but the best of intentions.
Meow. Oh, quiet. You want to wake up everyone in the house?
Meow.
Oh, you Sammy. You never sleep. You just take cat naps. No, no. Don't try to snuggle in. I've got to get up. I've got to... Oh, that's right. No school again. What am I going to do with another whole day?
Are you asking me?
Of course I'm not asking you. You can't have any ideas without me thinking of them first.
Why?
Because you're only a filament of my imagination. Or is that figment?
I wouldn't be too sure.
I'm not. That's why I'm trying to decide which it is.
I didn't mean that.
What did you mean?
About my not having any ideas for myself.
Well, you can't.
I've got one right now.
About what?
Uncle Willie.
You mean about finding him someone?
We don't have to.
How come?
Because I know just who it could be.
Who?
Gloria Roberts.
You mean the egg lady's sister?
That's the one.
She's sort of pretty, I guess. But don't you think she's kind of young for Uncle Willie?
Don't worry. She's not too young for him. He's got a thing about her, I know.
How do you know?
I just do.
I think you're right. One day when we were getting things from the egg lady, she introduced her sister Gloria to him. And he got all sort of jumpy and red in the face. But he's too old for her.
Oh, you never know.
What about the egg lady?
She's much too plain for him. He'd never go for her. No, I guess it's Gloria or nobody.
How do we get Uncle Willie and Gloria together?
I don't think that would be too hard.
Dinah?
You can come in, Mommy. I'm awake.
I thought I heard your alarm clock.
You did.
Oh, you forget there was no school.
Yep. Don't be me.
Well, maybe by Monday it'll be warm enough to really go... Oh, I'm sorry, Sammy.
You didn't have to sit on her.
Dinah, I didn't see her, and she shouldn't be in the bed with you anyway.
We were just keeping each other warm.
While you were talking to yourself?
That's not fair. You were eavesdropping.
Oh, don't be silly. I just heard a mumble coming down the hall. Dinah, try and ride with it, please. Give Daddy a chance to finish his book. Then we can move back again where there are more people.
Hmm? Oh, it's all right. But see, I'm not really talking to myself.
All right, dear. Now, how about some breakfast?
Neat. Then can I take a walk?
Oh, where are you planning to walk to?
I thought maybe I'd go down to the egg lady and smell what she's baking.
To Maggie Roberts' house? Oh, I don't know. With all this snow, it's a little far for you alone.
Maybe Uncle Willie could walk with me.
Oh, maybe he could. We'll ask him. And if that's where you're going, we could kill two birds with one stone.
What do you mean?
Well, we're almost out of bread. You can bring me back a couple of loaves. What did you think I meant?
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
Dinah, are you up to something?
Why, Mommy, what could I be up to?
She is up to something, David. I know it.
Now, what could she be up to?
I don't know, David. She's just too darn smart for her own good. And maybe ours.
Come on, Joan. What are we doing to hurt her? Well, we didn't set up the deep freeze this winter. And anyway, how long can it last? Now, all we need is a good warm spell to get us tracking again. Oh, incidentally, where's our femme fatale?
Oh, she's off to Maggie Roberts to pick up some bread with Uncle Willie in tow.
Well, that should keep her out of trouble.
Better than being at home and carrying on those eternal dialogues with that cat. I don't like that cat.
You just don't like cats, period.
That isn't true. Darling, have you ever taken a good look at that cat?
Well, sure. I'm the one who picked it up and brought it home from the woods.
A smoke gray cat with blue eyes.
Yep, that's what she is.
You know there's a kind of legend around here about a cat like that.
The witch cat of Witcherly Corners. Sure. That's how Dinah and me gave the cat its name.
Yeah, well, anyways, I don't have to worry about Dinah today. She has Uncle Willie to look out for her.
How come you never got married, Uncle Willie?
Well, if I was a girl, I suppose I'd say because I never got asked.
But you're not a girl.
That's right. So then, I guess you'd have to say because I never found the right one to ask. But we've been down this road before, Dinah.
Not all the way.
Now, what's that mean?
Remember when I said I could find someone for you? Well, anyway, me and Sammy?
Yeah, I recollect something like that.
Well, we're going to see her now.
Who?
The egg lady's sister, Gloria.
Child, she's almost young enough to be my daughter.
She thinks you're awful cute.
She does? Oh, you're just talking nonsense.
I am not either. She said that to me last week.
She did?
Yes, she did. You can ask Sammy. She was with me.
Sammy?
My cat.
Oh.
She said, your uncle is real cute, Dinah. But how come he's afraid to even say hello to me? I mean, Gloria said that, not Sammy. Are you afraid to say hello to her?
Why, no. Why would I be? Well, it's just she's so young and sure of herself. Well, I don't think this is something we should be discussing.
Me neither.
Well, good.
I think it's something we should be doing something about.
Except the bread isn't quite baked yet. I'm afraid you'll have to wait, Dinah.
Oh, that's all right.
I hope Mr. Brown doesn't mind too much.
Oh, no, no, Mrs. Roberts. I'm like Dinah. No smell in the world like baking bread.
I'd make you a cup of coffee, but I've got to get the dough ready for a new batch.
Where is your sister today, Miss Roberts?
Gloria? Oh, most likely glued to TV.
Maybe we could just walk up to the house and say hello.
I don't want to bother Miss Roberts.
Maybe she'd like to be.
But her sister said she was looking at TV.
That means she must be bored.
Well, it's quite a long way to the house, and she might not even be there.
Tell you what, I'll run ahead and see if she is.
Yeah?
Hello, Miss Roberts. I'm Dinah Hastings. From up on the hill?
Oh, yeah. What can I do for you?
We're waiting for bread to bake, my uncle and me.
So?
That's my Uncle Willie coming up the hill there. He's very rich, but he's been sick. He's all better now and getting well again.
That's nice.
He's awfully lonely, poor man. And can I tell you a secret?
Why not?
He really has a case on you, only he doesn't want to say so. And your sister said maybe we'd give him a cup of coffee.
Are you putting me on, kid?
I don't know what that means.
A case on me, huh? You say he's not married?
No. He just never could find the right girl.
And he's rich?
Ever so rich.
Dinah, I think we ought to be getting back. The bread should be ready now. Oh, hello, Miss Roberts.
Hello, Mr.
Brown. Willie Brown.
Oh, of course, I should have known. I've seen you here before.
Yes, and I noticed you.
Miss Gloria was going to invite you for a cup of coffee.
Really?
Well, I can fix some. Come on in.
Well, I don't know. Dinah, you want some?
Oh, not me. But why don't you? And while you're having it, I want to go down and say hello to the chickens.
know how you can say that. Well, I mean, why would you?
Well, you noticed me.
Oh, that's different.
How?
Well, you're beautiful and young and vibrant.
Oh, who said you were so old? You know something, Willie? You'd be surprised how strong and sexy you've come on.
I do?
Sure. I'm just glad I got the chance to kind of get to know you. Oh,
me too, Miss Roberts.
Oh, come on. Gloria. Look at me. I'm calling you Willie like I know you all my life.
Gloria, you're some kind of a girl.
Oh, just lonely.
Like me.
Oh, well, you don't have to be, Willie. Not as long as I'm around. Oh, but that's silly because you're so rich that now you've got your health back, you'll cut out and I probably won't ever see you again.
Well, money isn't everything, Gloria, and now that I've met you, I know, well, I can feel I've got all my health back. Listen, how'd you like to go to town tonight? Have dinner, see a movie, go dancing.
Well, I'm certainly glad we have the bread, Uncle Willie.
Well, so am I, Dinah. So am I. Otherwise, I just can't believe that... Oh, don't mind me. I don't know what I'm saying.
Sometimes, when I'm happy or excited, I get the same way. It was a nice walk, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It went quite a bit farther than I expected.
I don't think we went that far.
I wasn't thinking of you, Dinah, just myself. I never went so far in my life. Thanks to you.
Hello? Oh, yes, Willie. You what? Oh, no, it's all right. Of course, we're all asleep, but... yes. Mm-hmm. All right, you're a big boy. No, of course. Fine.
What was that all about?
Oh, your Uncle Willie went dining and dancing in town, and when he and Gloria Roberts were about to start back, he found his battery was dead. They're going to have to stay in town overnight.
Overnight? Or halfway through it already.
What meow? Didn't you hear when you snuck down the hall just now about Uncle Willie and Gloria? Not exactly. I don't care anyway. I'm too sleepy. They like each other. We cast a spell over them just like we planned. What's the difference? Isn't that what we wanted? Now they'll have to get married. Or else, isn't that what we wanted? I suppose I'm just too sleepy to remember.
A lonely little girl opens up life for an even lonelier and far older man. Uncle Willie has become involved with a woman with whom he can have no sensible future. And what was the influence that led him there? A naive little girl, or the strange smoky cat with the blue eyes who might or might not be a witch? I'll return with Act 3. The tiniest thing in our finite world, the atom, is the source of its most devastating destruction. So, too, the most naive and innocent meddling in emotions can sow an equally minuscule seed of possible destruction. Not that on their way home from town, Willie and Gloria are conscious of anything like that.
Willie, honest, you're too much. This car is a dream. I can't get over the way you just went out and bought it like that.
Well, I couldn't hold a princess in that old wagon I was driving.
Oh, you say the nicest thing.
Well, I haven't maybe said the nicest thing yet. You going to marry me, Gloria?
Oh, You're going to take me out of Wycherley Corner?
Darn right. And anywhere you want to go.
You can afford all that?
I can afford it.
All right, Willie. I'm going to marry you.
You're going to marry this bro... You're going to marry Gloria?
That's right, David.
Oh, well, don't you think she's kind of... Well, I mean that you're sort of old... I mean, you really think it's going to work?
David, son, I'm a new man. And I just want you and Joan to know I've paid up the rent and I'll take care of the utilities and everything just the way you planned.
Oh, no, Uncle Willie, you don't have to.
Well, it's the least I can do. After all, I owe my whole new future to your little girl, Dinah.
You're going to be married? You?
Yes, Maggie. So what?
To Mr. Brown?
That's right.
But you don't love him.
What's the difference? What are you, Maggie? Jealous?
Yes, if you want to know. That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, sure. That has nothing to do with you wanting to spoil it for me.
I don't care about you, Gloria. I learned a long time ago you seem to be able to take care of yourself. I just don't want you to spoil it for him.
So isn't that generous of you, little mother? What are you going to do to stop me?
Oh, nothing, I suppose. What can I do?
Willie's coming with the ring money this morning. $2,500 so I can pick something real nice.
$2,500?
Sure. Listen, kid, I've taken my lumps enough for men.
Especially that Lonnie boy. I never thought I'd see the day when I wish he was around again.
Why?
Because he's your type. You wanted to get away from the farm. That's the kind of riffraff you should have taken off with. Oh, you're no good, Gloria. Why don't you leave that poor, nice man alone?
So you could have him? No, sir. He wants me. So why shouldn't he have me?
Because you'll walk out on him the first chance you get. You're just looking for a chance to escape from here. All you want from him is his money.
Well, I couldn't get it in cash, so I'm taking the next best thing. I think I'll walk up to the road to meet sweet William. I don't want him getting the wheels on his new car all dirtied with the farmyard muck. Willie? Uncle Willie, just a minute.
Yes? What is it, Joan?
Oh, are you driving into town?
Yep.
I hate to ask you, but with the weather, she's been so housebound. Could you take Dinah with you?
Joan, dear, I'm sorry. Not today. Gloria and I are going to buy an engagement ring.
Oh. Well, have a nice day.
Well, I expect to. Today is the beginning of a whole new life for me. Bye, Joan. Bye, Dinah.
I guess he didn't want to take me?
No. He's taking Gloria. What a mess.
What a mess?
Willie and that girl. It's all wrong, and I don't know how to stop it. I just wish I knew who started it. He's making the worst mistake of his life.
Why, Mommy? Uncle Willie is so lonely. Don't you think he should have someone to love? Like you and Daddy?
Everyone should have someone to love, but if Willie had to pick on one of the Roberts sisters, why couldn't he have picked on Maggie?
Hey, well, what do you know? Hey, Gloria, baby, you waiting for me?
Lonnie!
In person, not a picture.
Yeah, I thought you cut out for good.
Well, baby, things uptight, so I split for a while. Hey, I never said I wouldn't be back.
Oh, no, but you sure didn't live up to no promises.
I had built a stake, babe, so I tooled around, seen where it's at, so now I'm back.
Just passing through, huh?
Oh, no way. I'm here to pick you up.
Pick me up?
Sure. All you and me ever wanted was to split this scene, so now we can. Yeah, I made a couple of scores.
But, Lonnie, I can't.
How come?
Well, see, there's this guy I'm waiting for now. I mean, he's older and all, but me and him, we're supposed to be married. He's bringing the ring money today and...
Hey, what's that got to do with me? Hey, you want to be my chick again, huh? You want to ride easy?
Lonnie, what are you trying to do to me?
I'm just trying to get us back where we were, babe, you and me. You know, that is old character. Ditch him.
Well, if you want me, Lonnie, I'll try to.
What is it?
Oh, he's coming now. That's his car.
So?
I have to tell him now.
Why, hold up, huh?
Hi, Precious. What are you doing? Waiting for me here up on the road.
Hey, she's not waiting, man. She just happened to catch us before we cut out.
Cut out?
Yeah. Me and my chick.
Well, is he talking about you, Gloria?
I'm sorry, Willie. Yeah.
What do you mean you're sorry?
Well, just... I guess we can't get married. It was a crazy notion anyway.
But we were going to get the engagement ring and...
Hey, wise up, Pops, will you? Now, what are you trying to do? Rob the cradle, huh? You can't handle something like Gloria, so just bow out quiet.
You'd take a bum like this over me, Gloria, old as I am?
Oh, you got to understand, Willie.
Hey, let me handle this. What's that? What's that, huh? You figure yourself you better than me?
I know enough about you to know you're no good for her.
Oh, now, let's not mess around, man.
I'm not going to let you abduct her.
Abduct? Oh, not this. For laughs.
This isn't for laughs, any of it. I'll tell you, I'd kill you before I...
Back off, man, will you? I'm going to let you have it now.
You're not taking glory away from me.
Oh, okay, buddy. Oh, listen, I'm sorry, Gloria, baby, but he asked for it.
He didn't hurt him too bad.
No, I'm just laid him out. Come on, let's split.
And leave him here?
Yeah, come around.
You sure?
Yeah, I didn't hit him that hard.
Okay, but if we're going...
Yeah?
You want to stay to ride us for a while? He's got the cash right in his pocket.
Willie?
Yeah. What?
It's Maggie. Can you help me to get yourself up?
I don't want to get up. Just want to sleep.
No.
Can't help it. The way it is, I have to.
No, come on, Mr. Brown. Willie, come on. Mm-hmm.
What?
You're frozen stiff. You've got to come with me. Catch your death of cold.
Hello? Yes? Oh, Maggie. What? Well, yes, we didn't know where he was, but... What time is it? 6 o'clock. In the snow all night. Oh, yes, I'll get my husband up and we'll get there as soon as we can.
What's wrong, Mommy?
It's Uncle Willie. He had an accident and lay all night in the snow. Maggie Roberts has sent for the doctor.
Why'd she do that?
Well, because his sweetheart, Gloria, took off with another man. And in trying to stop them, Willie got hurt. How do you like that, Dinah?
What do you mean, Mommy?
Weren't you responsible for getting Uncle Willie and Gloria together?
Here's a little soup, Mr. Brown, to warm you up.
Smells good. Tastes good, too.
That's the bread. Have to bake it every morning.
It's morning?
Yes.
I've been out that long?
Almost a whole day.
Gloria's gone, I suppose.
Yeah, she's gone.
With the money?
What money?
Oh, it doesn't matter. Well, I suppose I should curl up and die, but I won't.
Well, that's nice to hear.
You fed me. The soup is marvelous, and, well, the bread always has been.
Oh, I'm glad you like it.
Maggie?
Yes?
You're a very beautiful woman.
Oh, that isn't true.
I think so.
Then I want to be beautiful. Now try as hard as I can.
Why didn't I ever see that before? It's really worth being sick for me to find out.
Sammy, we have to have a very serious talk before we go to sleep. This thing that's happened with my uncle, it just goes to prove we had no right to go fiddling with his life. just going to sneak out of it, all by pretending to be a plain old cat? Okay for you. Mostly, I figure, we were just lucky. Still and all, if we hadn't meddled, Uncle Willie would have had nobody at all. Oh, very well. I get the message, but I have one for you. From now on, you're just a cat. And with school starting tomorrow, I'm going to be too busy to be anything but a seventh grader. Anyway, it's gotten like spring again, and the snow is melting. It's a whole nother world. I may keep talking to you, because you are my friend, but I'm just plain never going to allow you to talk back anymore.
Tell me, where is fancy bread? In the heart or in the head? I said in the beginning that it was in both the heart and the head of a child. But perhaps I'll amend that a little at the end of it all. For Willie Brown and plain Maggie Roberts, it was in their hearts. And as for the active mind of a cooped-up little girl with spring on the way, her fantasies would no longer have to be acted out for herself. She would be reliving the wonderful fantasy of just being young among her peers. I'll be back shortly. In case anyone might wonder, the planned wedding of Willie Brown did take place, with one major change. The bride was named Maggie instead of Gloria. The maid of honor was Dinah Hastings, a new and rather poised young lady who had somehow moved from child to reserved teenager, but who still retained enough freedom of soul to save one flower from the bridal bouquet she caught, to fasten in the collar of her dearly loved and not forgotten familiar. Our cast included Sarah Parker, Bryna Rayburn, E.V. Juster, Earl Hammond, and Guy Sorrell. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Out of this, you and me are going to buy the whole future.
For a lousy $1,000 they're paying to take this cruise?
No. For a little deal I set up when we hit Caracas. A deal that's going to put us on Easy Street.
You're not setting up some kind of double cross.
No, 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 Howie. My brother Louis will get his chance to sneak into the States, thanks to us. But just as long as we're playing outside the law, I'm going all the way. This is our chance to make a stake for the rest of our life.
Oh.
Just do as I tell you, except for one thing.
What's that?
When the switch is made, you and Louis are going to exchange clothes. Also, sling bags. Just let me handle the bags.
Why?
Because, honey, you leave me alone and the future is ours.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.